Our friends from Visit York County, they're in the studio. We have Michelle Manning Osborne and Andy Clinton. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They get the gold stars of the day. They flew in from Arizona last night. And they're dealing with jet lag, and they still got up bright early this morning to get
deal
here
with us this morning
on Palmetto Mornings. So I don't want to hear any excuses from anyone out there that they're tired because these folks flew in from Arizona.
Mess up something, or I'm a little groggy. I have an excuse. So. Yeah.
No, y'all are great. Thanks so much for coming in. All right, we'll start with you, Andy. You're going to tackle some sporting events that are coming right here to York County.
That's right. Yeah. One is this coming weekend. So very excited. Jordan McCraw from our office, he worked hard on this one. You know, we try to do these niche sports, ones that you maybe haven't heard of. So netball, which is very popular, especially over like South Africa, Australia, parts of Europe. But we are going to do a clinic for netball out at Rock Hill High School on Saturday and Sunday. So, and netball is kind of like basketball. They don't have a backboard. There's not as much dribbling. So it's kind of like an ultimate frisbee or elements of even like a soccer. But really fun event. And it's an opportunity for the local community and, you know, people. Obviously, we're hoping some people stay in hotels, right? But really check out this sport, something unique.
So are teams coming to play netball, or is this kind of like a clinic to expose the sport to others throughout the country and they happen to be here in York County?
That's it. Okay, it's a clinic. So, and we really have some of like the top netball players. You know, some of them are probably retired at this point, but some of them, you know, they were very, you know, top high level professionals in this sport, and they're coming to Rock Hill. So cool opportunity.
Do folks just show up? Do they need to register? Walk us through again what all that looks like.
So as far as spectating, anybody can go out and check it out. As far as if you're wanting to participate or you're wanting your kids to participate, I think it's typically $150. They actually gave us a discount code for $50 for kids to go and check it out. So really cool opportunity to just get your kids to check out something, a sport that you don't see all the time. And a good thing as well is all the equipment that they're bringing in for netball and the goals and the balls and everything, they're just going to leave it there for Rock Hill High. And then they're going to have it for their PE classes. So really cool opportunity. Cool. And you know, you always hope that a relationship, you know, maybe this turns into, we do have teams next year. We do have a regional or a championship. You never know where things can go.
You have the world championship netball. Rock Hill Sports and Event Center.
You never know.
Never know.
This is how it starts.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. 5-10 years ago, if you said cornhole was going to be the sport that it is, I think most people would have been like, what? The game where we play at a barbecue? Come on. But look at it. It is huge. And the headquarters right here in Rock Hill. And then, Andy, you've got the Field of 68.
Field of 68. It's the opening day marathon. So it's a college basketball event. And that's one where like we said, you know, a relationship started 3-4 years ago with kind of an individual. He's actually in the media, Jeff Goodman. He was with ESPN and CBS Sports. He now has his own media network, but he's doing a college basketball event. So it's on November 3rd. It's that opening day, and we're doing it in conjunction with Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So it'll be 6 games stretched throughout the day, and we start off with Winthrop at 8 a.m., so that'll be fun. They will be officially the very first college basketball game of the season, so they play at 8 a.m.
Perfect. And what's the date again?
Monday, November 3rd.
Okay, perfect.
So, yeah, you have Winthrop, and then the headliner. Winthrop's a headliner, right?
Yes.
Winthrop's a headliner. I don't need to get that mixed up, but a very good game in the in the evening at 6:30, it's High Point against Furman. Both those teams made the NCAA tournament last year and should be a good one.
Perfect. Well, I know you'll be on prior to that, so we'll continue to look closely at that. We're going to toss it over to Michelle Manning Osborne. Michelle, this is your Yoco Taste Trail Week. It is now underway.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've worked very hard. I'm pushing it out. And so now I'm telling everybody who will listen to me to go out to eat over the next 6 days.
So it's 14 or so participating restaurants. it's kind of our version of Restaurant Week. So yes. What can folks expect throughout various restaurants in York County, and how do they figure out which ones are on the Yoco Taste Trail?
Absolutely. So it is 3-course menu options that are prefix menus, and they are all under $55 a person. So it's a really great deal. And then all of the menus are on our website at visityorkcounty.com, so you can check out which restaurants are on the Taste Trail and what you want to eat.
And again, this is not just restaurants that are here in Rock Hill. This is county-wide. So we've been saying it's a great way for you to maybe get into some of the other towns within the county that maybe you don't get to venture to, like York and Clover.
Correct. Yes.
Well, as we just mentioned, 10 years ago, who knew that cornhole was going to be the sport that it is today? Same thing. 10 years ago, folks would have to really travel outside of this area to sample some pretty unique dishes. Mm-hmm. We have our favorites, right? Our big box restaurants that we know and love, and that's great. But sometimes people want like homegrown restaurants, right? That they can't find anywhere else. And you would have to usually drive to Greenville, Spartanburg, Columbia, or Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Now you can go to all these restaurants without leaving York County. And that is what's so is impressive, I think, with how the culinary atmosphere has changed in York County.
Right. Don't waste your date night driving to Charlotte. Just eat in York County.
And you keep your money here.
Yes.
These restaurants work really hard, too, with the farm-to-table concept, right? Like, they really work with the farms to make sure their ingredients are fresh and they're locally grown and harvested right here in their backyard. So that's really good. And this week is powered by U.S. Foods, which, again, we've learned what a blessing it is to have U.S. Foods so close to where we're located. And it's located in Fort Mill. Some cities, they have to sometimes drive an hour to get their product. Our folks have to drive 15, 20 minutes. And they can swing by, pick it up, and into the kitchen they go.
Yep. Yeah. Have it served up by lunch.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. U.S. Foods, they're a great partner. They're supportive of this trail, and they're really supportive of our community and just all the local restaurants.
And then, Michelle, we just heard the ad a moment ago for Summerfest. We're, of course, the crew from OTS Media. I'll be out there on Saturday. But Summerfest is this weekend, Saturday, in the city of York.
Yes, it is. So go check that out if you haven't ever been to Summerfest.
It's kind of the end of summer, so to speak, as we wrap up a successful summer. And because Labor Day is the next weekend, and that is the official end, air quotes, of summer. So check it out. But my goodness, you can find everything to do in York on Saturday. Again, that's kind of the report from Visit York County. Michelle and Andy, thank you so much. Now get some sleep.